This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We got the Santa hotline, by the way. If you want to call Santa, we got the phone number posted up on our Instagram at the MRL Show. Parents, you can even call Santa if your kids have not been so nice.
Yes, we'll play it at 7:20 and 8:20 this morning. If your kids called, you'll get to hear if they made the cut.
So I forgot to bring this up to you guys. It happened over the weekend, and I'm very interested to hear your responses. But there was a group of carolers going throughout the South End area, and I was hearing one of their songs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I didn't know people actually really did that anymore.
I think church groups still go out. There are some choirs that still go out and do it. But they were singing a song, and you know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
Yes.
All right, so in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer version where you shout out the other stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Like a light bulb.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, when I tell you that this whole group had like different things to say than what I was taught.
Okay.
And then I started asking my buddy Opie, and I was talking to him about it, and he had different things from what they said.
Really?
I think everyone learned a different version of what to shout. So let's go through it real quick. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Like okay. A light bulb.
Shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
I don't know that one.
Do you know?
Isn't it like a light bulb?
Okay, I always said like a light bulb twice.
Yeah.
This group said like a flashlight.
Oh, maybe I have heard that.
What?
Yeah.
They yelled like a flashlight. And I'm like, what? That's not the lyric. It gets better.
Okay.
Hey, get up here. Let me check the lyrics.
The reindeer.
Reindeer.
We used to laugh and call him name.
Like Pinocchio.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay. I said like Pinocchio too. And I can't remember what they said, but it wasn't Pinocchio.
Okay.
They yelled. It's almost like they.
Like Geppetto.
It was some weird thing, but it wasn't Pinocchio.
Get it? Because he's.
They never let poor Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Join in any reindeer game.
I don't know.
Like Monopoly.
That's what I learned.
Okay.
Like
yes.
Monopoly. This group and Opie says like a like dodgeball. I was like, what?
That's
maybe
weird.
Maybe they're just updating it. Maybe this is the woke version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like the now version.
Yeah, what's that game that everybody plays on at certain times on their phone?
Oh,
the CEO just died.
HQ?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they screamed out, like dodgeball. And so hang on, let's go.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, ho,
there's
ho,
one there. There's supposed to be one there that you shout.
Yeah, he just said it. Ho, 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 ho.
No, it's in his underwear.
What?
Yes.
Santa came out in his underwear?
Yes.
I don't know that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People aren't taught like different things.
You guide my sleigh tonight. Then how the reindeer loved him.
Loved him.
As they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You go down in history.
Like George Washington.
What?
Yes!
That's not what I was taught. That's what the choir said. Like George Washington. And I'm like, no, you idiot. It's like Elvis Presley.
Is that what it was?
See, I have never heard Elvis Presley.
Me neither. I'm so ADD, I don't even make it to this point of the song.
Yeah. I was always taught to sing at the very end.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
You'll go down in history.
Like Elvis.
Oh, maybe I do think like
that. Doesn't even go.
None of them do.
But I've never known that. Other people have different versions of the song. So I'm listening to this group and I'm like, am I so wrong or are they so wrong? And I can't figure it out.
I think, like Loren said, they're just updated versions. Like George Washington.
Yeah. George Washington.
Where'd you learn that?
Look, Aaron's nodding his head, too.
Where did you guys learn that one?
I don't know. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
It's like, different families had different versions.
That's the thing. It's like, was it a TV special that you saw? Or
I don't know.
You know, it might have been like church or choir or something.
School, remember when you did the Bible thing?
The Bible drill.
But yeah, so the things that jumped out to me was when they said, like, a flashlight, like dodgeball, and like George Washington. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh. You need to update it even more.
I know.
And like make it very Charlotte specific.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Speaking of interesting, BuzzFeed real quick put out a couple different facts. Like, so the 12 Days of Christmas song translates into 364 gifts.
That's cool.
Goat farmer once claimed his goats produced more milk when they listened to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and he played it for 72 straight hours.
No, that is completely a coincidence. Like, those goats didn't produce more milk because of Mariah Carey.
In Ireland, children don't leave milk and cookies. They leave a pint of Guinness for Santa. And the last strange fact was in Boston, from 1646 to 1660, long time ago, I was a young one back then, it was actually illegal to celebrate Christmas in the city of Boston, and you'd be punished, just like the Burgermeister Burger.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No toys!
We're getting text messages about your Rudolph song, Roy.
Does everybody have different things?
Yeah, like Columbus.
Columbus?
Yeah, I've heard that before, though, too. And then people said, I grew up in Florida and different places, and they've also heard George Washington.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.